So I'm kind of struggling right now. God kind of threw me a curveball. And my message is prepared from Romans chapter 9. And while I'm sitting there, I felt the Lord say, preach from Hebrews 12 today. And that scares me. Because my notes are on Romans chapter 9. I don't have notes for Hebrews 12. So this could be interesting. But we're going to be in Hebrews 12 today. Going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit this morning. So let's, if you have your Bibles, we'll open to Hebrews 12. Look at the first three verses. And we'll see what the Lord has for us this morning. Starts, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The first thing that strikes me about this passage is right there in the first sentences. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And that's more than just in this room. That's more than just an Iowa yearly meeting. That is all the Christians that have ever lived from the time of Christ and even before that on. We have a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of examples to draw from in our lives. We don't have to try to figure this Christian thing out by ourselves. And I think a lot of times we try to do that. And that's been pretty heavy on my heart lately, and maybe that's why God pointed me to this chapter. Is I feel like in this day and age, it's all about do-it-yourself. And we talked a little bit about this in Sunday school this morning. This is the age where it's really hard to ask for help. It's really hard to go to somebody and say, I'm struggling in this area in my life. And I thought a lot about the last week about what my ministry is here at Bangor Liberty Friends. I have the title of pastor, but what does that mean? What does it mean for me to serve you? Because different pastors have different sets of gifts. And I've only had the pleasure of knowing one of your former pastors, so I don't know what gifts have come through these doors, what gifts God has brought at certain times, but I totally believe that God's plan and his purpose are perfect for each moment. And there's a reason that he brought me and my set of gifts to this church at this time. And I feel like one of my passions and my gifts is discipleship and spiritual formation. Helping you get a deeper walk in your faith with the Lord. Moving past those things that we have a trouble asking for help with. And the way that I can do that best is if you can get outside of your comfort zone and say, you know what, I do struggle in this area. I mean, every bulletin has a little flap in there that has, you know, fill this out if you want Pastor Manny or if you want somebody for ministry and counsel. And then in the middle of the bulletin at the top is all my information. I joked earlier about always being available, but that's not a joke. I'm seriously always available. My phone has voicemail, text message, email, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, if you can't get a hold of me, there's a problem. But and then it's more than just me. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. It's not, you're surrounded by Manny who's a good witness. I hope I'm a good witness, but there's so much more that we can draw from in this body. And I think that's one of the things that Charlene was touching on a little bit ago. She wants us to step up to the plate, so to speak. She wants us to say, you know what? Manny's not the only one here with gifts of ministry. Ministry and counsel aren't the only people here with gifts of ministry. We all have something that we can do. God has gifted us all with something that we can do for one another, to serve. I talked about service last week. That's being in God's will is the food that feeds us spiritually. And the way that we can be in God's will is by identifying the things that he's calling us to do. We've got Christian Ed Committee. We've got Missions Committee. We've got all these great committees that allow us to exercise our gifts, but it has to be beyond that. What can we do as a community of believers, as a cloud of witnesses? How can we come alongside each other and build each other up to edify the body, to strengthen this thing that we call church, so that people looking in from the outside say, you know what? I used to think this about church, but what they're doing over there at Bangor Liberty Friends changes my perspective. They're doing it the way that God meant for it to be done. We have a lot to build on here. I don't like to use the word potential, but that's what we have. But there's a lot of potential here. God has entrusted us with a lot of gifts, a lot of very passionate people, a lot of strong-minded and strong-willed people. And sometimes that leads to this. But that's okay. A good friend of mine used to tell me that breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. And I think, and I share this with John a lot. John and I talk a lot, and I really come to appreciate John as a brother in Christ. And sometimes I dump on John things that probably John doesn't appreciate me dumping on him. But he's good to listen, and he offers me advice. What I share with John a lot is I really feel like we're just kind of on the cusp of something really great happening here. We're kind of teetering on the edge, and God really wants to just push us right through the door and say, I want great things for this church. I want more than just showing up on Sunday morning. I want more than just coming together to eat. And eating is fun. It's good. I like eating. But what are we doing beyond this? There's so much opportunity out here around us. I said last week that we live in a mission field, and that's true. I mean, think about how many of your friends and neighbors don't know the Lord. Have that aching feeling that Charlene was talking about. What can we do? What can you do to step through that door and say, you know what? I know you're hurting. And I can lead you to one that can help you with that. Paul tells us, the author of Hebrews, some believe is Paul, tells us to cast off everything that hinders. What's hindering us? I feel like we're right there. We're right on the platform of breaking through and seeing some awesome fruit. But what is hindering us? When I read that, I think about a time that I was hindered. And I'm a soccer player. Maybe you guys can't relate with soccer as well as I can, but there was a time where I hurt my knee pretty badly. And I had to wear this brace on my knee, and I couldn't even bend it all the way, and I couldn't run as fast as I used to run, and I couldn't, you know, do the cuts that I needed to do on the soccer field, and it really bothered me. It frustrated me because I knew that I could do better than I was doing, but this thing was holding me back. And so one day I got sick of it, and I just took it off, and I played one of the best games I've ever played in my life. Could I have hurt myself? Yeah. Was there risk involved? Absolutely. Was there a chance that after that game I might never play again? Sure. But in that moment, I knew that there was greatness on the other side of me casting off that thing that hindered. And that's what I feel like is happening here. Maybe there's risks involved in some of the things that God's wanting to do here. Maybe we're scared. Maybe after we do them, nothing like this will ever happen again. But we have to approach God with faith, not with fear. We have to trust that He's going to provide exactly what we need, exactly when we need it. I really loved that video that we played today. I watched it before, and the first time I watched it, I cried. This time I was able to hold back tears. But let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. God has a race already marked out for Bangor Liberty Friends Church. A path that He has lined out for us. The thing is we don't have to run that race if we don't choose to. Because there's other options, there's other paths. The world is always offering us alternatives. We can go this way, we can go this way, or we can go this way. But only one path leads to the prize. Only one path can we run and fix our eyes on Jesus the entire way. So what's that path for us? What's that path for you as an individual? What's that path for us as a church? And it takes more than just me praying about it and thinking about it and then telling you, because that's not right. Because God speaks to all of us. We're a community of believers. That's why we started groups like the Monday Night Prayer Group, so that we could come together and pray about what God wants for us at Bangor Liberty Friends Church, as individuals and as a church. And we have the perfect model. We have Jesus. And it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He understood that there was going to be pain. He understood that what he was about to do was dangerous, that there was risk involved, but he saw the outcome on the other side. He knew that God had great things as a result of what he was about to do, the sacrifice that he was about to make. And then it tells us to consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. We have to fix our eyes upon Jesus and trust that if he had tough times, we're going to have tough times. But I think it turned out pretty good for him. I mean, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. And he tells us over and over in his word that he wants great things for us. He tells us that he'll take our yoke and we can have his. I'm pretty sure his is probably pretty good. He tells us he wants abundant life for us. He gives us so many promises in his word of the great things that he wants to give us. And all it takes for us is to offer ourselves to him. The scary part is the way that he says it is we have to die to ourselves. We have to take up our cross and follow him. What does that look like? What does it look like for us to cast off everything that hinders and take up our cross? I can't tell you what it looks like in your life, and I can't be the only one that says what it looks like for Bangor Liberty Friends Church, but I want to encourage us to really start praying about that, to really start seeking out God's leadership in our lives, to be passionate about the things that he's calling us to. To not just show up and go through the motions. And we're all guilty of that, myself included. When I got back from Colorado, I had Don Davis tell me, you know what? You look a lot better than you did before you left. He said, you look rested, you look happy, you look like a burden's been lifted. And I didn't really know that I had a burden until I got to Colorado and started sharing some of the things that were going on in our church, some of the really exciting things. But as I shared them and they started to ask me about, the sermon series and how classes that I was teaching were going and things like that, and I started to think, I got tricked into starting to go through the motions a little bit. Because it got really easy to just stand up here and give my sermon and go home and just go through the motions. And I really don't want that to be my motivation, and I definitely don't want it to be your motivation. God wants so much more for us. He wants so much more for us than on Saturday night to remember that, yeah, we've got church in the morning. So I don't know what that looks like for you. I'm still figuring out what that looks like for me. But I know that he wants us to do it together. He wants us to count on each other. He wants us to bear our burdens as a community. I'm not going to ask you to do this, but if I asked, whoever in here has a burden to raise their hand, I think everybody probably does. There's something on everyone's mind and heart in here. Something that would be a whole lot easier to go through with someone, but we're afraid to ask. We're afraid to share that. We're afraid to be vulnerable with one another. But I think God's doing some work on that. I think he's taking down walls. It's uncomfortable. It feels weird. It feels different. It puts us outside of that comfort zone that we're used to. But as a result, he wants to do some great things. This is like the beginning of a really neat process, I think. And I want to encourage you to use me. I've been here for 7, going on 8 months now, and I haven't really had that many people call me and say, you know what, I've got this going on in my life. I could use prayer in this area. What do you think about this? I'm here for you. Use me. Call me. Text me. Email me. Whatever. I will come to your house. I will meet you for lunch. You can come sit in my office. We can go have coffee. There's so many ways for us to connect. I want to serve you, but you have to let me do that. I'm very passionate about being here for you guys. I love this church and I love each and every one of you. And it's not a mistake that I'm here. God, I fully believe that God called me here. And I fully believe that he has some great things in store for us. But we have to be obedient. When those thoughts come up that's not the normal thing that I would do, that doesn't feel right, push that aside. And say, God, what do you want for me today? What are you calling me to do today? And as we continue to be obedient and continue to have those walls torn down, I really believe that this is going to turn into this. We're really going to come together and we're really going to unite around the path that God is calling us to, the race that he's calling us to run. And this idea of family is going to be more than just words. It's going to become a reality. And that idea that I said about people looking in and saying, I want that, will start to happen. And your friends and your neighbors will notice. And they'll say, what's different about that place that you go to? What's different about your life? And how can I get some of that? That's why they say that your testimony is the most powerful gospel anyone will ever hear. It's because being obedient and radical after Jesus' own heart is powerful. And when you do that, powerful things happen. And when you share that with other people, they desire that for their life. And it doesn't look impossible anymore. So my hope and my prayer is that we can move forward in that. That we can feel freedom to just say, you know what? Maybe that's not normal. Maybe that's not the routine. Maybe that's not what we've always done. But you know what? That's what God's calling us to right now. It doesn't feel comfortable to say I struggle in this area. It doesn't feel good to say I have this problem going on in my life. It doesn't feel good to say I'm struggling in my job or in my marriage or with my kids or in my friendships. But God really wants me to bear that burden with someone else. He's not calling me to do that by myself. One of my favorite bands is 10th Avenue North, and they have a song called This Is Where the Healing Begins, and I think that is perfect for this moment. This is where the healing begins. God wants us to have wholeness and fullness in Christ, and the only way we can do that is by bearing our souls to him and to journeying together in this life. So that's my prayer, that's my hope. I feel like that's what the Lord laid on my heart for us to hear today. So I pray that if you're here and that's what you needed to hear, that you're encouraged this morning. So let's close our time in prayer. Father, Lord, I just thank you for this place, for these people, for the ministry that you call us to. Not just me as with the title of pastor, Lord, but each and every one of us. You call us to a specific ministry, to a specific person, at a specific time. And Lord, I pray that we begin to look for that, that we begin to seek that out. Lord, that we begin to move past the surface relationships that we have and really get deep with each other, to really share our lives with one another in such a way that we can't help but just grow closer. And Lord, as we come together as a community, as a body, Lord, that we begin to discern and realize the path that you have for us, the race that you want us to run. It's easy for us to come up with all these crazy ideas of things that we want to do, and Lord, those are all born of us. Help us to really just seek after you and realize that thing that you're calling us to do, that one thing that you really are passionate for Bangor Liberty Friends Church to do. And help us to just buy into it wholeheartedly. Lord, I just lift up each one here this morning. Lord, I don't know what outcome will come of this, Lord, but I just pray that we continue to be obedient. We continue to journey together, to bear each other's burdens, to love one another as you love us. And as we begin to see fruit and begin to see forward movement, Lord, that we don't take credit for it, but that we give you all the praise and glory. We pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.